USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Historic rainfall and flash flooding caused death and destruction across the northeastern United States overnight. The governors of New York and New Jersey declared states of emergency as power was knocked out to roughly a quarter million people in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. Most subway services were suspended due to heavy flooding in New York City. Newark Airport recorded half an inch of rain in 6 minutes Wednesday night. Today we can expect a high risk of excessive rain and flooding from central Appalachians to southern New England. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards put out a call for help from Ida's wrath.
Our people have taken a pretty good lick here from Hurricane Ida, but our people are very resilient and strong as well. Having said that, we need all the help that we can get from the federal government, from the nonprofit sector, from the faith community, and certainly from us at the state level and working with our local partners as well.
USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.